This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We're having ourselves a time here at Richardson Bar and Grill. This is outstanding. Salute to everybody that's come by already. More G-Bag flags are going to be here coming up at about 4 o'clock. So if you're in the area and you want to pick up, this is the spot. Salute to the Tolo there at the bar. He beard me. Got me the Heineken 0.0, which is an outstanding NA, sir. Salute to you. Thank you. Here's Brian. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Brought us.
Thank you very much, General, and thank you very much to Reliant for, again, being on board with us as we take this journey talking about the San Francisco 49ers defense. Say goodbye to Bobby Belt here. Bobby and I just did Love of the Star before the show started here, and it should be up on all the, if you're interested in that, check it out after our show today, if you would. We talked about the San Francisco 49ers team. Yeah, in some detail there. So if you're interested in that, Love of the Star should be up and ready to go for you. 49er defense. And this is not the defense that we've seen in the past from San Francisco. They're down a couple of players from injuries. They've had to replace linebackers. They've had to replace edges. They've had to replace defensive tackles. So it's a little bit of a different defense when you start to look at them. It really does start, though, with Nick Bosa. It seems like every week the Cowboys have had to deal with somebody that is a quality rush in. And the problem with Nick Bosa, though, is that, yeah, you take care of him, but Leonard Floyd, who they got from Buffalo, has been just as good on the other side. So
well, that's concerning.
Yeah, that's the problem that you run into. The Cowboys have played some teams that have had good to outstanding edge rushers, but then their opposite side maybe not as good. Pittsburgh was compromised with their
situation. Nick Burbick going down.
Yeah, exactly. They were very compromised into that game. So, but you're going to get a pretty good dose of two quality edge rushers. The 49ers are really, really big when it comes to getting off the football. Bosa, when you look at the metrics with him, you watch the tape, you see the metrics numbers, first in the league and get off when it comes to how fast. And then Leonard Floyd is seventh fastest in the league. So you're dealing with two edge rushers that can really, really get off the ball and then cause you problems. The thing with Bosa is that he's shown just as much pass rush ability. He usually plays as their left defensive end. He's got more production off the right side.
Watch out, Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, Tyler Guyton in this football game. So every week we say, got to help, got to do this, got to do that. Then the Cowboys' game plan is 81% of the time their tackles are one-on-one with these edge rushers. So we'll see if maybe in the bye week that they think about, hey, we've got to figure out. I do believe that Tyler Smith played against the Lions at left tackle, because they wanted just to worry about one side of the offense. Well, it sounds like, though, that Guyton will be back in the mix this week. So keep an eye on that. Fred Warner is an outstanding linebacker. He's one of these guys that he's just as good playing the pass as he is playing the run. And when they put him in coverage, he's very good at denying that receiver the ball. He's got 8 interceptions. In the last several years as a player, he's a guy that the Cowboys have had a hard time in the past blocking him, both run and then dealing with him in the past as well. If you want to take advantage of a linebacker here in this defense, it would be Campbell, number 59. He's not
Devondre.
Is he the replacement for Dre Greenlaw? Yeah.
He has been the replacement.
He was in Green Bay?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah, he was in Green Bay. Him and then D. Winters also get some work. He was a sixth-round pick.
He was a defensive end, wasn't he?
Yeah, at one time he sure was. So Campbell's a guy that, like I said, you could take advantage of him in some pass coverage stuff if you could get him matched up. But they really, that one time, they really did a great job with their linebackers. I think they're a little bit compromised with Campbell playing that position right now. In the secondary, they've struggled defending targets as the Cowboys have in the middle of the field. Their defense has allowed the sixth most yards per attempt in the middle of the field. This could be a little bit because of the safety play. Jair Brown has not been as good in coverage, and they're playing a rookie in Malik Mustafa there. Mustafa will try and blow you up. That's his game.
Big hitter, not a great runner.
Yeah, he will come downhill in a hurry. He'll tackle, and they'll use him playing down in the box a little bit to try and help with the run. But the 49ers have struggled. Now, the problem for the Cowboys is that the Cowboys, Dak Prescott's got the fourth lowest percentage of throwing the ball in the middle third of the field.
Let me ask you this, though, because the seam ball is maybe his best throw.
Right.
You think Fergie and him can hit on some of the seams here?
It's going to be if the problem you're going to run into with that is how they're going to play coverage on that. Is Fred Warner going to be matched up with Ferguson? Or are they going to try and play one of the safeties? If they put Jair Brown on Ferguson, go for it. He definitely,
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
You can see them also treating Ferguson with Yidam, the nickel, as a guy. They probably don't respect your nickel players as much, your sub-package players, so maybe they will treat Ferguson. But the Cowboys have struggled. That when you talk about the in-breaking routes, the crossing routes, things like that, they're only averaging 6.6 yards an attempt. Okay. And here the 49ers are giving up almost a first down every time you throw the ball in the middle of the field against them. Maybe the Cowboys can take advantage of that. They've also, the 49ers have struggled with play action. And yeah, you think, okay, play action passes. That seems pretty simple for your Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys really haven't been much better at throwing the play action pass. They're mid-pack when it comes to their play action game. Here the 49ers are near the bottom because they're so aggressive with their linebackers that they step up and then you get routes behind that. That's why they've had problems in the middle of the field. So it's a... the things you feel like the 49ers might be struggling in, Dallas really hasn't taken advantage of things offensively. You know,
the farther they get away from running and play action, I don't think it's for the better, Brian.
I agree with you. The 49ers have really struggled in the red zone on defense. Teams have run the ball on them in the red zone. They're 30th in the league in red zone. You can watch it. You can see teams moving the football on them. And they get down there and they have some success. here you go. Maybe an opportunity for some red zone rushes. Dallas is 31st in the league in red zone attempts. 0.8 yards per rush in the red zone. Less than 1 yard a carry.
Gosh,
down there.
That is brutal.
I'm trying to explain to you there's things that the 49ers really struggle in defensively. You just aren't good enough in those areas to really take advantage of them. That's the thing going into this game. You know, I mean, the 49ers will give you some plays. They rush four guys. That's their deal. They're not a big blitzing team. They, you know, if you can handle these edges, you know, you get an opportunity, you know, with a four-man rush, 5-on-4, maybe 6-on-4 with a running back blocker. You know, those are how you're going to have to be able to do things. But you really don't run the ball well enough. You don't attack the middle of the field well enough, except for the seam routes that we talked about with the tight end.
And with better lines, the Niners have proven their defensive line is more than enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's you know, I just – Dallas, if Dallas can come out of anything during the bye week, please help the red zone offense. Please figure out how to help the red zone offense. Actually, you know, your quarterback's struggling throwing the ball down there. Nobody's making receptions down there. You're not really separating from anybody down there. And then here you are, you can't even run the ball when you get inside the red zone. And these are all things at play that really the 49ers completely struggle with. You can see it on tape. And can Dallas take advantage of that? That's going to be the big question.
Here's a stupid question, Brian. But does Dak need to just say, well, I'm going to utilize my legs and try and make something that the defense now has to at least respect in the red zone?
I watched Kyler Murray, and I'm not saying that Dak Prescott's Kyler Murray, but when Kyler Murray pulled the ball and took off running, that was a nightmare for the 49ers.
Yeah. Okay.
That was when, like, the first play of the game, it is a inside, it's like Kyler Murray read option, and it's going to be a -3. He pulls it, and then it's like an 18-yard run. You know, Dak has got to be willing to run this football if he can.
He's already proven that he's not.
And that's the problem.
He can do it. He just doesn't want to do it, right?
That's the problem.
I mean, those are the two things that irritate me with Dak. One, can you tell me any time watching Dak Prescott play football where he's thrown a football away? Where he has said, I'm going to throw it into the stands, and I'm killing this down, and I'm going to live to play another down. No, he will take an 8-yard sack.
Yep.
The other thing is just an unwillingness to try and steal a first down with your legs.
If he didn't do it versus Detroit, which he didn't, I mean, that's the most man-heavy team. That gives you the most opportunities to do it. Baker Mayfield scrambled for 40-plus yards against them. Geno Smith scrambled for 30 or 40 yards against them. And Dak, I believe, had maybe 1 yard running against them.
He
just has no interest in doing it, doesn't trust it. The coaches are telling him not to do it, whatever it is.
Well, they
can't. It's a shame.
They can't tell him not to do it. They're paying him too much money. There's too much. You are going to go as far as that goes. The identity question, your identity is number 4. That's the identity of this football team. Dak plays well, you'll win. Dak plays poorly, you'll lose. Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Well, it's just unfortunate in this matchup that defensively you don't have your guys to play against this 49er offense. I think that would be a really good matchup. But the things that they're really bad at defensively, you're struggling just as bad. And that's where if you felt better about your offensive situation, and maybe they'll come out of it after the bye.
Yeah.
I think that's – I keep saying this. Give me better red zone offense.
Well, you know what I'm hearing, Brian, is there's a chance. If you can execute some plays, if you can get a hat on a hat and block this thing up, maybe the Cowboys could score some points. Let's see what Matt Barrows from The Athletic thinks. He covers the 49ers there in San Francisco, and he'll be with us when we get back live. Richardson Bar and Grill. Get your GMAG Nation flag. Reinforcements of those are showing up in just a couple of minutes. And we have the Flagtober Pint Glass brought to you by Tolbert Garage Door. You can take home as well right here in Richardson on The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.